The Baby Competition by Alexis Barton. First published 2025. Chapter 1, The Invitation. Margaret Sutton did not normally open her morning post with quite this much interest. Bills, subscription renewals, and the odd charity appeal. All of it usually went into neat piles on the edge of the kitchen island. But this envelope was different. Heavy cream paper, handwritten address, and a wax seal stamped with a curious emblem, a silver rattle crossed with a ribbon. She broke the seal carefully, sliding the folded stationery out with a manicured finger. Her two eldest daughters, Sophie, 24, and Clara, 21, sipped their tea on either side of her, chatting idly about weekend plans. Margaret began to read aloud, her voice lowering with intrigue. The Cradle Crown is pleased to invite selected households to compete in our biennial search for the finest sissy baby in the world. Sophie's teacup paused midair. Clara's eyes flicked up, a slow smile curling. Margaret went on, reading each detail with deliberate precision, the evidence requirements, the age categories, the stipulation for 3 live presentation visits. And final judging will be based on authenticity, full dependency, and convincing presentation of age. Categories are 24 to 36 months, 12 to 24 months, 9 to 12 months, and 0 to 9 months. Margaret let the words hang in the air like perfume. Sophie set her cup down with a soft clink.
"Well," she said, "that's awfully specific."
"And awfully us." Clara gave a low laugh. "We already have one in the house. A true sissy baby." Margaret's lips pressed into a knowing smile. "We do indeed." They all turned their thoughts, without needing to say his name, to Samuel. 18 years old, and already such a delicious little secret. He thought he hid himself well with the satin panties folded under jeans, the soft brass tucked at the back of his drawer, the way his laundry basket always contained 1 or 2 plastic-backed night nappies in the mornings. It wasn't even a question of if he would fit the criteria. It was only a question of how far they could take him. Margaret read through the rest of the letter, noting aloud the requirement for video and photographic evidence of daily baby girl life, including feeding, play, dressing, and most crucially, lack of toilet training. Sophie leaned forward on her elbows.
"He's already got that last one down," she said. "Half the work's done for us."
Clara tapped the edge of her teacup thoughtfully.
"And he's got the face for it.
If we're going to do this, we should go all in and aim for the youngest category." Margaret didn't answer immediately. She let the silence stretch, picturing her son in lace-trimmed nappies, drooling around a dummy, unable to so much as hold a spoon without their help. The letter's words, full regression, seemed to glow in her mind. Finally, she folded the paper and set it neatly on the table.
"Very well," she said.
"We'll aim for 0 to 9 months. He's ours to mold into a real baby girl." The three women smiled together, not the polite smiles of society, but something sharper, hungrier, united. Somewhere upstairs, Samuel was still asleep, curled in his damp night nappy, blissfully unaware that his life was about to change forever. Chapter 2, Assessing the Baby. Margaret waited until the clock struck 10 before calling up the stairs. "Samuel. Downstairs. Now." Silence. She tried again, voice firm.